Jokes, stories, and commentary heard on Scott and Val Save the Universe are not necessarily the opinions of this station, its sponsors, the network, or our broadcast partners.
Set back, everything will be okay. Two new heroes to face the day. And I'll throw all your fears away. And they're both in tight array. It's not a bad joke, or even a curse.
Scott and Val save the universe. Ladies and gentlemen, friends and neighbors, not since Donny and Marie Osmond has America seen a brother and sister weekly entertainment extravaganza like you are about to see and hear. Decades of sibling rivalry in the making. A mother disappointed by both of them. Plus, some really bad DNA have come together to bring you Scott and Val Save the Universe. Val is looking absolutely radiant, which is impressive, considering she's standing next to her brother, Scott, a man who looks like he lost a fight with a mirror, and the mirror apologized.
Yeah. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Welcome to the Scott and Val Save the Universe show. It is the show you should watch.
Yes, definitely. Good morning, sister.
Good morning.
Sorry, sound effects a little hot starting off this morning. Big show today. Another one. They're all big for us because like we have all this fancy stuff that we're not used to and big intros, so we got to sell it too. Today, you find us on YouTube, Facebook, and I did some work over the past week, Val. I think you might have saw the post I put up. You can find us now on Spotify. Of course, these ones are going to be audio-only podcasts. Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Prime. Now, here's the weird thing. So Amazon Prime has Amazon Music, where you can find our show after the fact as a podcast. But if you go to Amazon Prime when you're shopping and you put in Scott and Val Save the Universe like you want to purchase us, we pop up. You can add us to your shopping cart and listen for free.
Wow. And you know what? We're fairly inexpensive. I was going to say cheap, but that's probably not the way to say it. We are fairly inexpensive, as in free.
Yeah. So we're on a couple YouTubes, both KCHW and Scott and Val Save the Universe, both Facebooks, I believe. Maybe Val can take a peek and see if we're on the KCHW Facebook page. Let's see. Where else am I missing? Oh, we're also on Twitch through KCHW. Now, all these platforms, you can find us on any podcast platform. We've added all those. Apple Podcasts, like I said, Spotify Podcasts, and a bunch more, like 20 of them. The total RSS feed thing we have down now. And you can even find us by using on your Alexa by saying, Alexa, play Scott and Val Save the Universe on Amazon Prime. Within a couple days, you'll be able to just ask for us and Alexa will start playing you a show. So that's pretty
cool.
You
know, you can't get away from us.
That's right. And just to prove that you can't get away from us, a special announcement here, more Schlafman DNA arriving today.
Oh,
yes.
Is a baby coming?
A little baby Schlafman coming. Marcella is on the way. We are just waiting. The big thrill about this is it looks like she's coming today. And it is also my daughter Lindsay's birthday. So Lindsay is going to become an aunt for the first time on her birthday and share her birthday with her niece. How cool is that?
How exciting.
It is very exciting. Very exciting.
Wow. Yeah, wow.
Yeah. All right, Val starts off this morning with the tweet of the week.
All right, this is from @Carnark. My 89-year-old grandmother, who is homebound in Connecticut, just told me she reads the replies to my tweets and then investigates the profiles of people who leave rude replies. So don't be mean to me or grandma will judge you.
Isn't that horrible?
We need a grandma that checks, you know. I don't want to jinx us. So far, we hadn't had any rude comments, but
we did have one once when we came back from vacation. Somebody posted on Facebook that it was better when there was just music.
Where's grandma when we need her?
Yeah, exactly. All right. You laughed well when you found out I still had Christmas lights up last week, remember?
I did, yes.
All right. So, but I still have, I have the last laugh because I unplugged every bulb except the green ones, and now I am the only house in the neighborhood ready for St. Patrick's Day.
Just in time for next week.
Mm-hmm. St. Patrick's Day is almost here. I've got a shirt that's green as a leaf, except for a spot in the front where I dribbled while eating corned beef.
Oh, so bad.
Oh, yeah? Well, you try again then.
All right. A guy walks up to a club, but he's stopped at the door by the doorman. He's told since he has no tie, he cannot enter. The guy goes back to his truck and pulls out his jumper cables and ties them into a bow tie. He then goes back to the club. The doorman stops him, looks at him funny, and says, "Okay, you can go in. Just don't start anything."
All right. Things you didn't know yesterday. Always a good way to start off the morning. I'll kick it off. Val, join in. Before the name iPhone was chosen, Apple considered other names such as Telepod and Mobi.
Telepod.
Bad idea.
All right. Yeah. Next one that you maybe didn't know yesterday. It is estimated by the National Population Council that 74 billion human beings have been born and died in the last 500,000 years.
Wow. Wow, that's a little too many. It's believed, Val, that the Grand Canyon is almost 17 million years old.
Wow.
And you're catching up.
Have you been to the Grand Canyon? Yeah, I am catching up.
Dead heat.
I'm remarkably well preserved.
Yes, you are.
Like a fossil.
That's what I feel like, too.
In 2010, a Turkish scrap company purchased the cruise ship featured in the sitcom Love Boat for just a mere $3.5 million.
I wouldn't have scrapped it. I would have kept that. It was like a tourist draw or something.
Yeah, you think you could have.
Yeah. All right. European Chess Union has a rule against players showing cleavage.
It's a distraction.
Yeah, that's why I always wear a turtleneck when I play.
Good idea.
Thank you.
They're fixated on your one chest hair?
Yeah, the one chest hair. I was trying to scrunch them up, but it didn't work. I've been losing weight.
President George Washington had the largest feet of any U.S. president, size 14.
Something you almost probably didn't know as well, he also had the smelliest feet. Not many people know it.
Thanks for throwing that in.
Sharing facts. Leonardo da Vinci invented the scissors. Leonardo DiCaprio has invented nothing. I expect big things, you know, because of da Vinci. When you hear somebody with the name Leonardo, you're automatically like, oh, let's try this. Oh, okay. No.
And then it's, what, wow.
All right, killer quotes, which is going to take us into bad battle cries.
All right. Good leaders are willing to have their lives interrupted by the complaints of others without getting mad or impatient. And that was quoted by Randy Boltinghouse.
I wonder if he could email that to the president.
I wonder.
Yeah. Good leaders are willing to have their lives interrupted by the complaints of others without getting mad or impatient or belittling them or calling them dirty names.
Or pouting, mm-hmm. or rage tweeting.
Yeah. Never tell people how to do things. Tell them what to do, and they'll surprise you with their ingenuity. George Patton.
Oh,
wow, General Patton. Okay. I had a boss that lived by that mantra, and the radio station we worked at, always number one. And I had a feeling it was because of his mantra. His mantra, okay. As they say.
His mantra.
Mantra.
Oh, so if I go say fly a kite, go fly a kite.
Fly a kite.
Go fly a kite, you'll figure out how.
Yes. All right, this is bad battle cries. I'm going to put a little echo in for these. So these would be things when you're about ready to go to war or to battle or maybe even a team sport. These are things you shouldn't yell.
Am I starting?
Would you like to start, Val?
Sure. You want a piece of me? You want a piece of us?
Next bad battle cry. Go, team, go!
How about this one? We're number two. We can't be number one.
No. I like this one. Hey, who wants to get pizza?
Oh, how about this one? They're going to get served.
Bros before foes.
Oh.
Yeah. I like this next one. It's probably my favorite.
All right. We're going to defeat them and then use their blood to make some really cool tie-dye shirts.
And the most scary battle cry of them all, Val. Hakuna Matata!
I don't know if it's quite as good as, we're all going to die!
Or how about, look out, there's a bee!
This one always gets them. How about a hug?
That's right, that'll make them give up. Almost as good of a battle cry as this one. Let's get them, ladies! Nobody's scared.
Unless they're showing cleavage.
That's right. And blowing chest. Yeah.
Next one. 2 out of 3?
They lost the first round. All right. One of my personal favorites. Let's show them how we do this in the accounting department.
This is one we've tried more than once. Mommy!
And I have some friends that would shout out this one as their bad battle cry. Let's finish this before happy hour! Which is my favorite.
For sure.
All right. Me and Val going to test out a new app in our next segment right here. So how this came about is playing online on a site called Trickle. I was researching bathroom problems. But not really. All right. So this is a new app, and I have linked it on our Facebook page if you want to check it out for yourself during the show, after the show. It's a cute little app. It's called the Roast Generator, and you can roast your brother or your sister. So if you have some siblings, you can call them up on the phone and give them the link and play this with them. There's also a link to video episodes of Scott and Val just because the place would let me put it on the page. However, they aren't currently working. I have to figure that one out. But the sibling roast is. Are you there, Val?
I am there.
So now at the bottom, you're going to want to check roast brother, and I will click roast sister. All right? And the first one's up there. Let me have it, Val.
If laughter is the best medicine, Scott, your face must be curing the world.
It is. Val, yours.
Oh, that's so bad.
Val, you're about as useful as a screen door in a submarine.
Well, you're the. Can I say this one? You're the reason God created the middle finger.
Oh, yeah. Is your drama going to have an intermission soon?
If I threw a stick, you'd leave, right?
I would chase it right out the door, pretty much. Yeah. Val, nice outfit today. I didn't know circus was in town. One more each. How's that?
It's the tightrope. Yeah. Scott, you have your entire life to be average. Why take a day off?
I'd agree with you, Val, but then we'd both be wrong. There you go. Brother and sister insult. You got a brother and sister you love. Send them that link and then have some fun with them. All right. Coming up on the show today, Ken. I never heard. I'm going to check my messages. Ken is out today. He said he might make it, but we're going to call him as out because I haven't seen a text from him yet. Alan Milani with his spacey weather. We've also have Joe Wozinski out today, but Joe sent us a recording. Be scared.
Be very afraid.
Just be very afraid. You know Joe, especially if you're listening on the radio in Chula. And then Nigel is in. We've got a song from Nigel, and I think that's a pretty good morning start song, don't you?
Yeah, it's Music Boom Boom.
It's Music Boom Boom. And this is just a little tease I did for the website and the 24/7 stream on YouTube. And I was trying to produce a song, pick a singer, and then I just decided I'm going to try Nigel. Dang, Nigel can sing, can he, Val?
Yeah, he did pretty good.
He did pretty good. Let's check it out. This is called Boom Boom from Nigel Wobbleton Teacup IV, our sportscasting AI.
Rogue frequencies from opposite sides of the world. Tune in, turn it up. Boom, boom, zap-a-lack-a-lack-a, boom, boom. Scott and Val into the Zoom room, boom. Zap-a-lack-a-lack-a-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom. Fly by
by the seat of their pants. Flip the ship upside down for a dance. Drop a mic, flip a joke, stopping fascism with a poke. They started as kids fighting sleaze stacks from an RV. Now they're old and think they're in a spaceship on TV. Dreaming of better days. Capitalize on the latest craze. They see apathy to the left and fear on the right. If the aliens would show up right now, then we'll be out of sight.
Boom, boom, zap-a-lack-a-lack-a, boom, boom, boom.
Scott and Val into the Zoom room.
Boom, boom,
zap-a-lack-a-lack-a. Boom, boom. Hit with the truth and wit. For some it just won't sit. If you trip, if you fall, or you're stupid and lie to us all, they'll turn you into a story. Steal your 15 minutes of glory. And for the ones that do it right, who fight for the whole universe with all their might, we'll sing their song loud into the night. Because this spacey crew is too old to fight.
Dreaming of better days. Capitalize on the latest craze. They see apathy to the left and fear on the right. If the aliens would show up right now, that we'll be out of sight.
Boom, boom.
Zap-a-lack-a-lack-a, boom,
boom, boom.
Scott and Val into the Zoom room.
Boom, boom.
Zap-a-lack-a-lack-a, boom,
boom,
boom.
Opposite sides of the world.
Oh man, that AI and Nigel never seem to amaze me. And if you haven't heard one of Nigel's sportscast, it's coming up today. And I read a thing the other day that said ChatGPT AI can't write a joke. And if you've heard any of Nigel's shows, they are 100% wrong. when you hear his sportscast today, all the jokes were written by ChatGPT, as well as the sports stories themselves. And it's very impressive. We couldn't go out and hire a sports guy that good. Because we have no
not
money.
Not on our budget.
Not on our budget. Because we don't have a budget. All right. So.
Hey, I'm looking for, and it was really funny, and I got to see, it might be on your post. So give me just a second to check that out. But it was underneath the video that you posted of the Nigel's Boom Boom song. There is an AI thing that says, who is Nigel Wobbleton Teacup the Fourth? Did you happen to click on that and see what it said?
I did not.
It is so funny. Now let's see if I can get it to come up. Okay. It says, Nigel Wobbleton Teacup the Fourth appears to be a character or persons created for entertainment purposes. According to the Facebook post, he is an AI sportscaster who can sing and has brought the British boom with the theme song for Scott and Val Save the Universe on the Rogue Frequency Network. There's also a mention of him performing live on Facebook and YouTube.
Well, hey, I got that one wrong.
Actually, the first time I looked it up was even funnier, and I was like, I should have taken a screenshot of it or something.
How it described our fake announcer.
Yeah, exactly. And it even gave a little bit of information about Scott and Val Save the Universe. And yeah, it was pretty funny. I wish I'd screenshotted it, so. Anyway.
All right. On the way to some news headlines, I'm going to play Hole in the Headline with my sister. So, Val, I want you to guess the word that's missing from this news headline. Thief accidentally inhales stolen. Your first choice is marijuana. Second choice is ammunition. Third choice is a gold chain. Which one do you think it is, Val?
You know, I can't see how you could swallow it. Or inhale ammunition. Marijuana seems too run-of-the-mill, so I'm going to go with the gold chain.
You're going to go with the gold chain. In Italy, a man snatched a gold chain from around a woman's neck and sprinted away down the street. Didn't get very far, however. He stuffed the chain into his mouth as he ran, and he began to breathe harder and harder. He sucked the necklace down his windpipe and fell to the ground choking. Luckily for him, cops were close behind and gave him the Heimlich maneuver before arresting him.
At least they didn't wait till after reading his Miranda rights.
Do I still have to go to jail? All right, just a few news headlines. All right, put this one together last night, and these are some of these are very current. I decided to look up because, you know, you might not like to hear this, but our president is the biggest liar on the planet. He is.
Really caught on fire,
he would be melting as we speak. All right, so Val, would you like to pick up the section of what he lied about last week? First with false claims.
All right. His father's birthplace. On March 3rd, Trump incorrectly stated his father, Fred Trump, who was born in New York, was born in Germany.
How do you miss that one?
It's called frontal lobe dementia.
Iran capabilities. On March 2nd, Trump claimed Iran could hit the U.S. with missiles. However, a 2025 DIA assessment indicated this capability is years away.
Oh, so much to be said. USS Cole attack. Trump linked Iran to the 2000 USS Cole attack, despite longstanding intelligence that Al-Qaeda was responsible.
Trump stated that the U.S. has a virtually unlimited supply of weapons, contradicting analysts who noted low stockpiles and high production rates because of Ukraine.
Mm-hmm. And I think they sold about 1,000 of them to Israel, too. Manab school strike. Trump accused the Iranian military of a school airstrike in Manab, though evidence points to the U.S. military.
And drug prices. Trump continued to claim in his speech last week that there's over a 1,400% reduction in drug prices. Which, if you know any kind of math, that's impossible. We have a 1,400% reduction in drug prices. So aspirin's
like
free.
They'll actually pay you to take it.
Yeah. Okay.
In 2020 election, he repeated claims that the 2020 election was fraudulent despite extensive contrary audits and rulings.
And during his presidential address, Trump claimed sub $2 gas prices in the South, which data from AAA and Gas Buddy does not support, especially today.
I don't understand bragging about it less than 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And then seeing them skyrocket. Ukraine aid, he's also lied about that. He cited a $350 billion figure for Ukraine aid, while official records show approximately $133 billion.
Okay. All right. But at least we're giving him some, is what I would say about that.
Yes, right. True.
Son of the late Supreme Leader has been named Iran's top new official, a move President Trump today called a big mistake. The fallout is being felt mostly acutely at the gas pump. Oil prices spiked to over $110 a barrel yesterday, retreating slightly after President Trump suggested the military phase of the war is very complete. G7 finance ministers have pledged to use any necessary tools to stabilize markets following weekend attacks on oil facilities in the Gulf. In a side story there, safety abroad, Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese confirmed the safety of the five Iranian women's soccer players who sought asylum in Australia after refusing to sing their national anthem. Good job, ladies.
Yes.
All right. World of Science, Val.
All right, in the world of science, a potential holy grail discovery is making headlines. Researchers have reported a new superconductor that operates at atmospheric pressure at temperatures as high as minus 122 degrees Celsius. While still cold, it marks the highest temperature ever recorded for such a material without extreme pressure.
Kind of like your heart.
I know, it's on fire. Or is that really cold?
That's cold. That's minus 122 Celsius now.
Oh, almost as cold as Pam Bondi's.
Oh, I'm so upset. You know, the big headlines where she got fired, but it turns out that's not true. She just got a different job.
Yeah, they just kind of, I think they call that a lateral move.
All right, Val, you want to do the next story too? I think you'll enjoy it.
All right. A British family reviewing photos from their vacation noticed something unusual floating in the sky behind them. At first, they assumed it was a bird or a plane, but zooming in revealed a strange gray object hovering in the background of the image that nobody noticed when the photo was taken. Around the same time, another supposed UFO sighting popped up when NASA's Curiosity rover snapped an image on Mars that appeared to show a mysterious object in the Martian sky. Of course, experts say the sightings could easily be balloons, debris, or camera artifacts, which is scientists speak for, please stop emailing us about aliens.
I find this scientifically fascinating.
I do.
Meanwhile, aliens are probably looking at us thinking, why are humans always surprised when someone visits? You literally live stream everything.
We do.
You know, we thought our cloaking device was working in those moments. And evidently, Scott, as you're tweaking everything else, you need to work on that as well.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Nigel's getting all the attention this morning, but we are heading toward the top of the hour, and we have a new segment we want to deliver. So I'm going to go ahead, and we teased it a few minutes ago, and roll out Nigel Wobbleton Teacup the Fourth and RFN Sports.
It's time for me, and of course, this week's post-game therapy, and a superior AI mind. I'm Nigel Wobbleton Teacup the Fourth, today's sporting traditionalist. And those still recovering from the Super Bowl and the Olympics, it's the world's strangest sports. Let's skip through the globe's most baffling athletic endeavors, prove that humanity will invent competition out of thin air and mild danger.
Let us begin.
First, sepak takraw.
Played in Southeast Asia.
Imagine volleyball.
Now remove the hands.
Add acrobatics and replace the ball with something that looks like a decorative fruit basket.
Sepak takraw
is played with feet,
knees, chest and head.
And the spikes resemble martial arts auditions. Players routinely leap horizontally into the air, spinning backward to kick the ball mid-flight. It is ballet. It is violent. It makes most of us look like folding chairs. Number two, kabaddi from India. A proper sport now internationally recognized, but still gloriously peculiar to newcomers. Two teams, one raider crosses into enemy territory, chanting kabaddi, kabaddi in a single breath while attempting to tag defenders and escape without being tackled. It is tag. It is wrestling. It is cardio punishment wrapped in childhood nostalgia. The breath control alone could power small submarines. And when the tackles land, oh, they land! Next! Underwater hockey, also known as octopush, played at the bottom of a swimming pool with small sticks and a weighted puck. Players wear snorkels. Substitutions are constant because shockingly humans require oxygen. It is quiet. It is tactical. It is vaguely terrifying. Nothing prepares you for the sight of six athletes silently wrestling for position at the bottom of a chlorinated abyss.
Yes!
Number four, toe wrestling England. Two competitors have brought bare toes in attempt to force the other competitor's foot to the mat.
Yes!
It has referees. It has weight classes. It has a championship belt, despite a fabulous toe belt. Surprisingly, it does not have widespread respect. There is something profoundly unsettling about commentators discussing strong toe leverage.
Ah! I shall never recover!
Nigel's reps! So what have we learned? That sport is not confined to stadiums, and that somewhere right now, someone is thinking about underwater twister.
No!
Scott, no!
I'm Nigel Wobbleton Teacup the Fourth, reminding you that athletic greatness comes in many forms, some noble, some baffling, and some involving fruit basket violence. If you'll excuse me, I'm off to stretch my toes. Go run down the hill now! Off with you till next week!
Now! Off with you till next week.
Wow. So how did they know I was thinking about underwater twister? Did you mute your mic? You muted your mic.
He read your mind.
They read my mind, underwater twister. So once again, I'll say it. Somebody said, ChatGPT can't write a joke. ChatGPT wrote that entire sportscast. I'm pretty floored. It made me laugh.
I think the one that got me the most was, surprisingly, humans need air.
I'm like, despite the fabulous toe belt. all right, Val, can you handle, let's see, I'm doing a time check. We got a couple bits if we end early, but I'm kind of thinking we're not gonna. And we have a brand new segment, and you know me, I got to do those themes, right? Right?
Of course.
I dig this one. Here we go, brand new segment for this week.
Ladies and gentlemen,
it's time to strap in!
5, 4, 3,
all systems go.
2, 1, we have hit
time!
And now it's time for
Future News with Scott and Val!
Future News with Scott and Val!
Woo!
Wow, that's quite the buildup. I hope we live up to it.
We will. Just listen to this first one Val's going to bring you.
All right, new studies show, this is, remember, future news. New study shows that people who sleep in pajamas are actually aliens in disguise.
Ah, Earth's first son, Doofus Musk, launched the first... Should I start over? Earth's first son, Doofus Musk, launched the first self-walking shoes. Then they immediately joined a running club and abandoned their owners.
You could have just stopped at Doofus Musk.
Earth's first son, Doofus Musk. Okay.
Next story, next future news. Grandma invents time machine using only a microwave and a really good cookie recipe.
Ooh. Universal Planets of Fitness opened a franchise on SETI Alpha 5 featuring their new invisible weight section. Nobody can see them, but they're still real heavy.
Evidently not zero gravity.
Not zero gravity.
Europa Pirates filed a complaint with the Universal Court demanding reparation after finding out X marks a spot was just a sticker all along.
Durr. That's what a mad pirate says instead of arg. It's durr.
Durr.
Durr. The intergalactic delivery service Stardust Express delivered a shipment of highly volatile giggle gas from Y-U-R-A... Oh.
Well, now they pay, now they pronounce it Uranus.
Thank you. Volatile giggle gas, which me and Val have intercepted from Uranus, meant for a bachelor party on Kepler-186f, however, was accidentally delivered to a monastery on planet Serenity. Reports indicate a brief period of universal enlightenment followed by a lot of awkward confessions.
Next future news story, the Trump space station's pet goldfish Bubbles has been awarded best space swimmer after completing a flawless zero gravity rollover. Crew members say Bubbles' efforts now demands a trophy, a tiny space crown, a championship belt like they have in toe wrestling, and a new tank with a view of his other stolen awards. that Bubbles.
Galactic Groceries introduced zero-G shopping store on the Orion Belt. It now lets customers float through the aisles. One shopper said, it's like grocery shopping in a bubble bath, except I keep knocking over cereal boxes with my feet. Val, do you remember their motto?
Yes, Galactic Grocery. Our bags are lighter than air.
Last story, Val.
The AI assistant on the old Venus research station Celsius has taken over the ship's entertainment system, forcing crew members to watch an endless loop of old cat videos. It's cute at first, but after 24 hours, it's just annoying, said one crew member. The AI has also started sending out motivational messages such as, you're not doing enough laundry, and it's hot out there today.
Duh. It's really hot. You should stay inside. By the way, you're on Venus. All right. And that is our first edition of Future News. All right, Val, I'm backtracking now because I wanted to be sure and get that on. I had some fun stuff saved for us. I think Val will like this one because, well, she's kind of woo-woo. And these are bad habits by your astrological sign.
As we know, all signs have their vices. Fortunately, astrology provides valuable clues for breaking bad habits. Ending these patterns will help you realize your full potential.
Okay.
I thought I turned down my.
It's very spacey. I kind of like it. Wow.
I turned it down and it won't go away.
Well, try again.
Make it so.
I hope it's nothing important.
All right,
we got 5 minutes. I'm having a smoke break. Go ahead.
All right, should I start with Aries? Because that's my sign.
It is. That's why it's there.
They have a habit of pushing to the front of the line, both literally and figuratively. And while this quality has helped Aries get ahead, it can also compromise their relationships.
So basically, you're pushy. All
right. Get out of my way.
Taurus, they love clutter. Being surrounded by all their possession gives them a sense of security. It also creates headaches, confusion, and chaos. Taurus also like to push their way to the front of the line.
Because they're a bull in a china shop.
That's just an observation, though. All right, Val, I'm ready.
Here's one for you, the Gemini in this duo. Nail biters. They are self-conscious about their hands and need to keep them busy at all times.
I'm not going to agree with that one, but we do need to keep them to ourselves.
I don't know. Are you a little self-conscious about your gnarled hands? Because, yeah. I mean, yeah, but that probably has nothing to do with your sign, just with your arthritis.
You know, I'm kind of vain. You know, I had long hair and all that kind of stuff, but I really don't, like, freak out about people looking at my hands. So
there you go. All right. Cancers. This is for my husband, Brad. This morning, this sign loves cookies, candy, and ice cream. So true. Oh, my gosh.
He's probably eating a cookie right now if you had, like, a secret webcam set up.
The man is, like, addicted to ice cream. He doesn't have a bowl. He has a carton.
Okay.
And he swears it's the only thing that keeps him thin. All right, Leos, it's only natural that a sign that is blessed with creativity, charm, and wit feels tempted to show off. Actually, this desire is rooted in insecurity.
Okay. Wow. Virgos.
I better let you take a few because I've just been stealing them all.
That's all right. Virgos, these nitpickers sometimes compromise their own pleasure for the sake of perfection.
Wow.
Libras, okay. They give birth to the term shopaholic. I'm surprised you're not a Libra.
What? Me? Shop?
Scorpio. I got an ex-wife of these and my mom. Nobody carries a grudge better than this sign, and that's true. I hope you're not a Scorpio, and if you are, work on that grudge thing. Sagittarius archers have a bad habit of telling the truth. Capricorn, the sign is the original workaholic. Many Capricorns fear that poverty will set in the moment they stop toiling.
Toiling.
And the last two, Val.
Aquarius, water bearers get into the habit of creating completely self-sufficient lives. Unfortunately, this makes it difficult for them to achieve intimacy. And finally, Pisces, I have one of those as well. As a water sign, it's only natural that Pisceans find comfort in liquids. When those liquids have a high alcohol content, though, problems can ensue.
Oh, Pisces, they love swimming, no matter what it's in. All right, we've got another one. We're going to save that till sometime in the second part, but it's weird wedding traditions. That's kind of fun. So, Val, if I say, hey, let's go back and get that, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, it'll take me a minute to find it, but I'll get there eventually.
She does. It does. All right. We used to have a service where we could put this in, and then it had quick links, so when I tell one of the other co-hosts to go somewhere, you could just click on it, but it was expensive, so we stopped because we don't make no money. And so now we have to scroll like crazy to find where I'm sending the co-host.
That's right. And, you know, just be patient while we scroll.
Be patient while we scroll and you blame it on Scott and all that kind of fun stuff. All right. When we come back, we've got Joe Olzinski. Joe, Ski by the Sea, our entertainment news. Joe went ahead and did a very nice thing of sending in his report for today. Since, I don't know, maybe he's on his way to Washington. Maybe he left Belize again and he's coming to visit. Not quite sure.
That would be fun.
Not quite sure on that one. Also, as we come back from the break, we just did that future news, and we will have some spacey weather with Mr. Alan Molani. And those are our two in our next hour. Plus, we've got a big odd news again, and we produced a bunch of music to go along with those comedy stories. So we hope you will stick around and enjoy all that with us. It's Scott and Val, and we will be back with part two, but you do have to stay right here. Also, don't want to forget to give out a quick tease about all the different places you can listen to us this morning. And that, of course, is on Facebook, Scott and Val Save the Universe, also KCHW Radio. We're on YouTube today, Twitch. You can also rewatch this broadcast on any of those platforms. And now podcasts on iHeart, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Music. We were talking earlier, you can even go to Amazon and just type in Scott and Val Save the Universe, and it'll let you put us in your shopping cart. And then it's free.
It's free.
I've always dreamed of beautiful women taking me off in a shopping cart.
And they've always dreamed of it being free.
Or running in a different direction, perhaps. All right. We hope you will stay right here, and we will be right back.
Scott and Val Save the Universe will be right back. They're probably heating up a chocolate teapot. I hate this job.
It's total bollocks, isn't it?
Their mum must have been real knackered after raising these two wibble-wielding squiffies.